Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a new subject today, and it's called Spiritual Warfare, an Introduction. What I will give you in these next topics will be my experience and my understanding, but there are people in the body of Christ that God has specifically called to that ministry of deliverance ministry or whatever the case may be. And you can go further and study those people as you find them and as God leads you to them. But what I'm going to give you from this point onwards is a general introduction of what I've gone through and what I've learned. And I think that will be a good basis for any born-again Christian who wants to know about spiritual warfare. The topic for today is, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We go to the foundation scripture of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, which talks about the full armor of God. Before I go any further, there is a natural realm that we live in, and there is a spiritual realm around us. From the spiritual realm, through God and his faith, he created the natural realm. The natural realm is still subject to the spiritual realm as a child is subject to the mother or the parent. It's important to understand that we don't live just in the natural realm by our emotions and feelings. There is a spiritual realm going on all the time, and there's a spiritual battle going on all the time between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. So it's very important to get a good understanding of the spiritual realm that we also live in, and the spiritual forces that are available to us and come against us, and the natural realm, and understand how God made everything for us to work in it properly. It's important as a human being to understand we are made in three parts: spirit, soul, and body. And the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. All three need to be trained and to be equipped. When we get born again, our spirit man is recreated in and through Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Our mind needs to be renewed to the Word of God to think spiritually as well. God also wants us to take authority over the bad habits that plague a human being by the Word of God. Our spirit man must be on the throne of our life to become the first. Spirit, soul, and body, that is the divine order by God. God wants us to grow into spiritual maturity or become spiritual adults. And part of our spiritual maturity is understanding the spiritual realm and understanding spiritual warfare. Let us now go to topic number one, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And as I've said before, the foundation scripture is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18, talking about the full armor of God. Reading from verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the plans of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood or human beings, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take up you the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand the evil day, and having done all to stand, therefore stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having your breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is word of God. Praying always with all power and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore with all perseverance and all supplication for all saints. The points that I want to make here in the scripture is our battle is not against flesh and blood or human beings, but against spiritual forces, principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places that are opposed or in opposition to God, his word, his kingdom, and his creation. Our battle is not against people, it's against the spirits that control the people. There is a spiritual world and a natural, physical world that we live in. The spiritual world is often referred to as the supernatural realm, or super meaning above the natural. The spiritual realm came first in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, and then the physical world second came Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 19, that we now live in. To use an illustration, one could say the spirit realm is the parent and the natural realm is the child, which is still subject to the parent. In other words, the natural realm is still subject to the authority of the spiritual realm and can be controlled by the spiritual realm. What's very important in this topic, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It means we don't fight against human beings. Our battle is in the spiritual realm against spiritual forces that oppose God. God has given us His Spirit and His Word to fight those battles, and it's important for our born-again believer to understand that and to grow into spiritual maturity and being able to handle those spiritual forces. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.